Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cruz. Molitor scores. Gantner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to third. Yount moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Yount scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball and throws to Dotson covering. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paciorek scores. Luzinski moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski scores. Walker moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Paciorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Cruz moves to third. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pachyorek hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Pachyorek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to second. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Law moves to second. It's 4-3, Brewers. Jim Slayton now pitching. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Law moves to third. Dibzinski moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law scores. Dibzinski moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, White Sox, 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pachyorek. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball towards right. Pachyorek settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pachyorek. Yount moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Simmons scores. Ogilvie moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Paciorek takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Brewers 7, White Sox, 7. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker strikes out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Yost for a passed ball. Kittle moves to third. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Molitor is hit by the pitch. Juan Agosto now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Agosto fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 9-7, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-7, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing left field. Marshall Edwards now playing right field. Charlie Moore now catching. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Cruz steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. 2 outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Paciorek hits a fly ball into left field. Romero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. It's 11-7, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 12-7, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 12, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards, who is chasing the ball. Luzinski reaches third base with a triple. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kittle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-7, Brewers. Pete Ladnow pitching. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.